Set now for the Queen Anne. Stand by, and they're off and running.
The first race of Royal Ascot this year is the Queen Anne Stakes. It is the traditional curtain raiser for the Royal Meeting, and it's a Group 1 race, which is open to thoroughbreds aged 4 years or older. It is run over a mile. The race was created in 1840, and for the first part of its history, it was called the Trial Stakes. In its original form, it was contested by horses aged 3 or older. The title was changed in 1930 to commemorate Queen Anne, the monarch who established racing at Ascot in the early 18th century. When the current system of race grading was introduced in 1971, the Queen Anne Stakes was classed at Group 3 level, and it was subsequently promoted to Group 2 in 1984. It was given its Group 1 status in 2003, and simultaneously the minimum age was raised to 4. Since it's been promoted to Group 1 status, there have been some fantastic winners. The race is often a championship race to decide one of the best milers in Europe, and in 2010, and Goldikova under Olivier Pellier. The super race mare showed us her class in that race.
Champion filly Goldikova under the whip, but she sprints two in front. Paco Boy emerges from the ruck now as the only danger. It's Goldikova in front. Paco Boy cutting her down with every stride. In front is Goldikova. Paco Boy is flying. Goldikova and Paco Boy in a photo. Goldikova on the near side has just got there. She's got there by a head from Paco Boy.
This year's renewal looks an absolute classic, and I can't wait for the first race at Ascot this year.